This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome onto this edition of the Kona Edge. I am Brad Brown. Happy Monday to you. I hope you had a great weekend. Mine was fantastic. Got to slip away for the weekend. If you know anything about South Africa, our west coast north of Cape Town is absolutely spectacular. There's not much up there, which is brilliant. I managed to get a bit of a getaway, hour and a half out of town, which was awesome. It's quite funny, though, because it's the road that we cycle on quite often when we need to do a long Ironman bike ride, and I've never gone that far north. I've done it fairly far north on the bike, but I've never gone that far in a car. So it was cool to explore a new part of our country, which is always good. I hope you had a good one as well. I hope you got lots of training in. And today's chat, slightly different. We are chatting to a couple who both race triathlon. Joe has been a guest here on the podcast before. I'm talking about Joe Coombe. She's raced on the Big Island, and she's coming out to Ironman 70.3 World Champs. She's racing again, as is her husband, Peter, who's also qualified for World Champs in Nelson Mandela Bay in just over a month from now. But a fairly interesting chat, just all things triathlon. And they've also got a business that's involved in the cycling space, triathlon space, and they are building unbelievable wheels. I think you're going to really enjoy this chat if you geek out on tech and gear. Peter's been really kind enough as well to give us, all the Kona Edge listeners, a discount. If you're looking for a set of wheels, you're definitely not going to want to miss the end of this podcast, okay? I've got a coupon code for you as well, and these wheels are unbelievable. I mean, their payoff line is all the performance at half the price, so they are comparable to all the best wheels in the world, literally half the price that you would be paying for a set of the big brand wheels. And I've just heard nothing but good things about these wheels. I can't wait to get onto a set myself, so I think you are going to enjoy today's chat as well. That's all coming up. Stick around to the end if you'd like to find out more about how you can get yourself a really nice discount on a set of wheels too. So that's all coming up. And don't forget, this coming Friday, I'm going to be hosting a masterclass for coaches. If you are a triathlon coach, or perhaps you just coach running or cycling, but I'm guessing that if you are listening to this podcast, you're into triathlon. I'm going to be hosting a masterclass on how you can use Facebook ads to literally explode your business. I've been doing some work with a couple of clients of mine. One of the clients in particular, over the last 2 months, we've added 150 new coaching clients to their coaching book. We've doubled their monthly coaching revenue, and our ad spend, our return on ad spend is 10 to 1. So for every $1 we've spent, we've returned 10, and that on a lot of it is recurring income. So it's not once-offs. I'm looking forward to what that's going to be worth in 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, a year from now. But if you head over to thekonaedge.com/masterclass, the link is below this podcast as well, make sure you register and come hang out. It's going to be an hour. I'm going to be telling you and showing you exactly what I've done. And I'm looking forward to sharing it. It's what's working right now. We're running these campaigns as we speak. And if you're a coach and you want to figure out how to leverage the power of Facebook, you're not going to want to miss that, okay? It's thekonaedge.com/masterclass. Well, enough of me yakking. Let's get into our chat with Peter and Joe. Make sure you stick around to the end. We're heading to Melbourne in Australia now. Slightly different episode of the Kona Edge today. And we've got a husband-wife pairing on the show. Someone we've spoken to before. Someone we haven't spoken to before. Joe and Peter Coombe join us now. Guys, welcome onto the Kona Edge.
Hi, Brad.
Great. Hi, Brad. Thanks very much. Nice to meet you for the first time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I almost feel like I know Joe quite well, because we chatted probably 2 years ago now that we first had you on the podcast about your sort of Ironman endeavors and racing on the Big Island. Peter, I've sort of followed you vicariously through Joe, so I sort of know what you're up to, and I know you've qualified for Ironman World Championship 70.3 in Port Elizabeth in my backyard this year as well. And both of you, I mean, if somebody hasn't listened to Joe's story, but both of you come from a sporting background, but it's not triathlon, it's rugby.
Yeah, that's right, Brad. And like you, I'm a larger gentleman, so I topped out at 130 kilos in my prime playing days, 2 meters tall, so 6'6", which is not prime triathlon material, I'm afraid.
It's quite funny you say that, because I'm going at 130 kgs, 2 meters tall. You definitely weren't a scrum half, I can tell you that much. If anybody knows anything about rugby, you probably weren't a winger either. And I also spent lots of time in the scrums, so I think we're on the same page here. We're almost kindred spirits. And one of the reasons we're chatting, chatting today is obviously wheels, and we'll get into that in a moment. But Joe, you're a former rugby international yourself.
Yeah, that's right. But I was a winger, so I'm a little smaller. That said, in those days, I started as a lock, second row, because I was one of the tallest. And then somebody saw me running across the field and decided I'd probably be better off on the wing. So that was how it all began and how the running began, I guess.
Man alive, yeah. That must have been scary. Obviously, you've got some pace as a winger, but playing second row, a lock, you must have been really formidable as a lock with the pace that you've got.
Yeah, and my speciality as a winger was actually hitting the line from the blind side, for anyone who understands rugby, and smashing through the defence. So they did use my size and speed, definitely. Yeah,
I think we've just lost our entire American audience. So it's similar-ish to football. In football speak, Joe just used to grab the ball and run over people. That's pretty much it.
That's right.
Yeah. Fantastic, Peter. You mentioned coming into triathlon as a fairly big guy. What does it take to qualify for a world championships as a big dude?
You've got to pick your races, mate. Because basically I can get off. There's a load of Ironmans. I'll get off in the top five in my age group.
Off the bike.
So I'm first out the water generally in my age group now. Thanks to my awesome swim coach. I can hold my own on the bike, and then it's a tale of woe on the run, mate. I've got to be honest. People overtake me a lot.
I get you, because that's the story of my life as well. It feels like you're going backwards, like you're standing still on the run. You people look at you and think, oh, if it's a multi-lap bike course, they go, oh, there's no ways that he must have missed a lap. But you get off the bike and all of a sudden people are just passing you left, right, and center.
But so I qualified in Utah, which incidentally is a terrible course for a big guy, because there's no flats on it at all. It's a really hard, honest race, and I loved every minute of it. And it was just about
75 slots.
So pick the championship race, lots of slots, and then you go there and roll the dice. And the dice fell the right way this time, so I'm pretty thrilled, you know.
And for both of you, you've made a few trips to South Africa. You're almost honorary South African citizens. You love racing in Port Elizabeth, so you must be really amped for 70.3 Worlds, Peter.
Yeah, can't wait.
Oh, absolutely. As soon as we heard the announcement, we actually got in touch with Paul Kay.
Yeah, we know Kay Man really well.
And said, we're coming, whatever it takes.
Yeah.
We're going to come. So the trip to Utah was absolutely planned to get me a slot there. Joe already had a slot. So that was the whole deal with going there, and it's come together, and we're just super pumped.
So it's our first World Championships together.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, our dream is to race Kona together and run down Ali Drive, because I reckon we'd be pretty close time-wise. We finished Utah at the same time, across the line together.
Yeah.
So that's our big dream, but we may have to wait for a legacy spot for Pete to do that, and then the pressure will be on me to qualify again and get back there. So, yeah.
I love it. And, I mean, I've been singing the praises about Ironman South Africa and Port Elizabeth and where Worlds are going to be in September, and I think I'm a bit biased because I am South African and I love that race, but it's so nice and refreshing hearing from someone who's not South African, who loves the city, who loves the course. Peter, tell me what makes PE special. I mean, you've been back four times, and it's a long way to come. What do you love about Port Elizabeth?
Well, the first time I raced it in 2010, I actually turned up there with a broken collarbone. I'd been hit by a car on a motorbike 3 months before. I hadn't been able to train, and I'd put it into my head that if I completed the race in 2010, despite the broken collarbone, then the crash wouldn't have been a life-changing event. That was the stupid thing that I got stuck in my head. And everyone told me not to do it, and it was a terrible idea. I actually had a post-operative infection in the shoulder, so it was pretty awful. And I turned up on the beach there, and we met these South African guys.
Yeah.
This family and some of their friends, and they literally adopted us. It was just the most amazing display of kindness from people visiting the country, and they were so enthusiastic about us being there and so welcoming. It was just an amazing experience from that race. And we've kept in touch with them, and we're still friends with them. And
we visited them in Joburg.
The last time we were there.
Yeah.
And it was just incredible. And since then, every time we go back, the experience is the same. The people are amazing. The venue's amazing. The organizers are just great. The support on the course is like nothing you've ever seen, as long as you can resist the smell of barbecue.
Yeah. Surprise all the way along the run course.
But everyone's just there for you. It's absolutely the best venue, the best venue.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, and we'll touch on the course in a moment, but I mean, Port Elizabeth is known as a couple of things. One of them is the friendly city. Everyone knows Port Elizabeth is a friendly city in South Africa, and that's what it is. But it's also known as the windy city, which is quite funny because it's not as windy as where I live in Cape Town, but they can have the title. I don't mind. Joe, you mentioned that course is quite honest. It's not the easiest of courses. There's no massive climbing. It's a little bit lumpy on the bike, but the road surface isn't great. It's quite rough. And it's a challenge. There's nowhere to hide out there.
No, absolutely. But the other thing, what I'll really point out is the honesty of the South African athletes as well. So I have a very, very big issue with drafting in triathlon. I do the sport for the pure reason of finding out what I'm physically capable of and mentally, obviously. And every time we've been to South Africa, there has been no sign of any drafting because the South Africans just don't do it. It's like, you know, you race honestly in South Africa. And I'm hoping that will translate across into the world. So that's never been an issue. And it means that your result really is your result. The swim is tough as nails because no matter how flat it looks when you're standing on Hobie Beach, there is swell out there. So you need to be able to sight well. You need to be able to handle the conditions. And then as we talked about the wind, I mean, there's always wind on that bike course. It doesn't matter what people talk about. It doesn't matter how still it might feel. There's always wind. So the year Pete raced in 2012, I was part of the media crew that year. I actually was reporting for witsup.com, and I could barely stay upright on a mountain bike. You know how those athletes got through that race, and I know you said you raced that year as well. It was just brutal, and I think that kind of scenario brings people together as well. You know, you're talking about it 6 years later. It's awesome. Absolutely awesome.
Yeah, it's races like that that make the best stories. That 2012 was, I still say it today, that if that those weather conditions were now, there's no ways we would have swum. They would have cancelled that swim, no doubt, because the swells were enormous that day. I mean, I still joke about it that there were times that I'd take my hand out of the water, like, and it wouldn't come out of the water. You'd be in the water the whole way. And then two strokes later, you expecting it, your arm to sort of get into the water horizontally, and you're almost touching your knee before you're getting back into the water. It was horrific while it was happening, but it was an amazing day out. And I mean, I was telling you guys before we started recording, I was pretty in good nick, probably the best nick of my life for that race, and just was angry because we couldn't do what we wanted to do. And I got off the bike and I felt okay because I just realized all bets were off, so I didn't push too hard on the bike. And just because I was so angry, smashed the marathon. And I ran a marathon PB, and I've never run a standalone marathon faster than I ran that day. So it was an incredible, incredible day out. And I think it's days like that when you really suffer that keeps you coming back for more. I'm sure you guys have got lots of stories like that too.
Yeah, that's what Ironman should be all about. It's not easy, you know. An easy Ironman in inverted commas isn't easy, but when it's really hard like that, you know,
No, it was just an absolutely incredible day.
Yeah,
and I doubt if I ever top it, I probably won't stop. Race.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was also, I mean, we talk about the wind, but it was bucketing down with rain at times as well. I mean, I remember standing just before the swim start, thankful that I had a wetsuit on, because all the spectators were standing in the rain absolutely soaking, and at least we were warm, but we were like ankle deep in water on the sidewalk waiting to head onto the beach, which was crazy.
It was amazing.
Yeah,
mad though. So in the swim, I actually got picked up by a wave, turned round 180 degrees and brought down facing partly the wrong way.
I love that. That is fantastic. Peter, let's talk a little bit about sort of outside of triathlon. I say outside of triathlon because it is related. You've had similar frustrations I've had. And if anybody's been listening to this podcast for a while, they'll know that my garage at home is a wheel graveyard. I don't know what it is. Give me a set of wheels, I'll break them. I'm obviously also not a small guy, having been blessed with a 2 meter frame myself. I come from a background of being 165 kgs. I topped your 130, Peter. I was a unit before I got into triathlon. And I struggle with wheels, and you've had similar frustrations, particularly from a performance perspective. I mean, obviously the better performance wheels you're looking for, from a quality perspective for a big guy, it's just not going to do what it's supposed to do for you.
No, that's exactly right, Brad. And I played around with wheels a bit when I first got into it, and we bought some allegedly cheap wheels that were in 2009, which was still $2,000 a pair, and the quality was awful. And being a big guy, it just didn't work. And then I played around with building wheels to try and get some that would work for me, and that didn't work out. And so I started looking seriously into how you actually make a good quality, reliable wheel. I actually have a bit of a background in automotive supply chain, so sort of leveraged that a bit and found a guy, which is always, if I had an old boss that used to tell me, if you don't know something, go and find someone who does. So I found a guy and I said, can you build me a set of wheels? And he said, well, yeah, okay. So he did. And they were awesome. They were absolutely amazing. So the first thing I did was try and break them. So
send them to me. I'd be able to sort them out.
I started jumping off curbs on them on my TT bike, and
Down a mountain with the brakes on.
Rode down a mountain with the brakes on and thought, hey, actually, these are really good. And you look around the wheel market and there's so much, I wouldn't say misinformation, but things are a little bit overhyped. And I started to grow in my understanding of what wheels are all about. And actually, I'm a business consultant. I used to be a big corporate guy, and I help small and medium-sized businesses run themselves. That's really how I pay the bills. And I thought, hang on, there's a business here, and it's aligned to what we do. So let's give it a go. And it's all about trying to deliver the best possible wheels, high-performance wheels that match up to the big brands, for a bit less cash, and that people can rely upon, you know. So that's why we started Wheel Science in 2014, and that's what we've been doing ever since then, and it's just been great. We build tandem rated wheels. You'll be glad to hear.
Peter, I love the fact that it's born out of a problem that you had. And I don't think it's exclusive to you. I mean, if you're a 50 or 60 kg triathlete, you probably can't relate to what Peter and I are saying. But there's a lot of us out there, big guys who really struggle with wheels. But there's also the other side of it, guys who love the sport of triathlon, who want to get the best out of their gear. And let's be honest, this isn't a cheap sport. I mean, if you're going whole hog on everything you need, time trial bike, if you've got a power meter and all the gear you need, and then you've got to fork out, like you say, $2,000, $3,000 on a set of wheels, it starts adding up. And where do you sort of back off on a cost perspective, saying, okay, cool, I've only got this amount of money. What don't I really need? And wheels can give you a massive advantage. A really good set of quality wheels over 180Ks on an Ironman can be worth a hell of a lot. And I don't think people realize that when they're getting into the sport.
No, I don't think they do. And you look how the larger wheel companies sort of present their numbers and all the wind tunnel analysis they do and all the data, and it's awfully confusing. So what we actually did was we took our wheels to a velodrome and we used a system out of Canada called the Alpha Manta system, which actually it measures the differential speeds of various changes to a bike setup. And we measured the impact our wheels had. And it's very basic physics. And basically, if you compare to a normal set of wheels, if you ride an 88 on the front and a disc on the back, you're going to be 9 minutes faster. That's just a basic fact. So you try and get 9 minutes with your training, it's going to hurt.
No, absolutely. And I love the fact, I mean, on your website, you've got those numbers, but it's pretty simple. I mean, you say it's all the performance at half the price. I mean, you've come in from a price point perspective, I think unbelievably competitive.
Yeah, and that was our entire aim. I mean, because we deliver straight from the factory, so there's no distributor margin, there's no retailer margin. And to be honest, it will absolutely cost the big brands less to make their wheels than it costs us, because we do smaller volumes. So anyone who says, oh, but they don't cost as much, our wheels actually cost more to make than the big guys do. And we just want to help people out. I mean, you would be surprised how many people email me and say, hey, this is me, this is what I want, what should I buy? And I make a recommendation and they will absolutely buy what I suggest for them. People want to understand, they want to know what they can get. And they want to know they don't have to pay $4,000. Mm. I mean, there was a review done by the UK Trimag, and we ranked higher than the new Zip NSW wheels, which are $4,000, and our wheels were $1,099. So a quarter of the price and a higher rating. And that's the conversation we want to have with people. We can deliver you the quality you need. And that's pretty much it. We just want to have a conversation about it.
I love that. Peter, there's obviously a lot of people in the sport who are very sort of numbers driven and they need all the data. I'm not one of those. I literally just want to ride my bike and I want to run and I want to swim. I don't get sucked into all the numbers. They're cool to look at, and I like what a good graph looks like. Don't ask me what it actually means, but they look cool. And I think there's a lot of people like that in the sport as well. So when I go looking for a bike, or if I go looking for wheels, it's extremely overwhelming when they start talking specs and this is that and this one is that. Like, I don't know what I should and shouldn't be looking for. If I'm looking for a set of wheels, what's important for a triathlete to be looking for in a set of wheels?
You want to know what rim depth you want, because the deeper the rim, the faster the wheel. So we recommend for triathlon that you ride a 60 mil wheel on the front and an 80 mil wheel on the back. That's the most bang for your buck. We don't advise anyone rides an 80 mil wheel on the front, even big guys like you and me, because there's a theoretical benefit of about 20 seconds over 40K, theoretical. The minute you get any side wind, you're going to fight your bike. The 60 mil wheel, you don't get that. So we recommend everyone rides either a 60-88 with a 60 front, 88 rear, or 60 on the front and a disc on the back if they have the extra dollars, because there's nothing like riding a disc. It sounds awesome.
Yeah.
I hear them all the time when the pros come past me on two lappers. Talk to me a little bit about the range of wheels that you've got, because you've got a couple of different, and I know you build custom as well, but talk to me about the stock standard stuff that you've got that people can buy pretty much off the shelf as we speak.
Yeah, so we've got two ranges. We've got what we call the Elemental series, which starts at $999, but that's actually a road wheel. That's the 38mm deep rim. That's got everything that the big brands have. We've got the U-shaped rim, which prevents the impact of crosswind. We've got very high temperature braking surface. We've got ceramic bearings. It's a brilliant performance wheel. And then we understand that people want to get race wheels and they don't always have as much money as they might like. So about 3 months ago, we introduced the Vortex series, which starts at $799 US. And all we've done is we've gone through the areas of the wheel that we could take a bit of cost out without impacting quality. So we've gone to a rim, which is a slightly different shape, which is easier to mold. So it costs us less. And we've replaced the ceramic bearings with steel bearings. And with those two changes, we've been able to take a couple hundred dollars out of the price for people. So it's a little bit more of a basic wheel, but really it's got 99% of the performance benefits of the Elemental series. So we're just trying to match customer needs. So we listen to what people say and try and act on it.
As far as the sort of, you guys are based in Melbourne in Australia, you ship globally. So it doesn't matter where you live, you can get these wheels. You're not going to be able to walk into a retailer tomorrow and get, but if you get onto the website, you can pretty much get them sent to you wherever you are.
Yeah, we ship absolutely everywhere. We just sent a pair to Denmark. We shipped to South Africa, Mexico, America, Canada, United Arab Emirates, Singapore, Qatar, all over the place. So yeah, we ship globally so we can deliver to anyone.
Well, one thing I love as well, you're obviously putting your money where your mouth is from a warranty perspective on these things as well. Tell me a little bit about that. You're pretty confident in the quality of these things.
Yeah, we are. So we got a lifetime warranty. If anything goes wrong with your wheel that's based around the manufacture process, we'll replace it. Now, obviously, wheels will wear out. We have a guy who rides them in the UK called Chris Hopkinson, and he's actually the world 24-hour TT champion. He's put 40,000 kilometers on a set, and they've never been serviced. So that's pretty good. The technology in carbon fiber now is so mature that we're happy to offer that warranty. If anything goes wrong with your wheels, we'll fix it. We'll replace it. If there's something can be fixed, we'll pay your local bike shop to fix it. If it can't be fixed, we'll send you another wheel because the quality is that good. And we want people to have a good experience with us.
I know a lot of people are thinking weight wise. I mean, that's also quite a big one. I don't care. As long as they're bomb proof, they can be as heavy as tractor tires. I honestly don't mind. But from a weight perspective, I know for a lot of triathletes, that's quite important. How heavy are they and comparable to the bigger brands?
So obviously it depends on the rim depth because the rim does add a bit of weight. But obviously you get the aero benefit from that. So like a set of 60 mil wheels would be just under 1500 grams. And we're pretty much exactly the same way. All carbon wheels, the differences are generally around the hubs. The rims pretty much weigh the same. Our lightest wheel set is 1100 grams, but that's just a pure road set. And a set of 88s is 1800 grams with an 88 front and rear.
Just lay off the cheeseburgers. That's probably easier than.
That's right.
Well, guys, it's been great catching up. I don't know if I've missed anything, but I think we've pretty much covered it. If people want to find out more about the wheels, what's the website to get to, Peter?
It's wheelscience.com.
Fantastic.
Wheel and science, just all together.
All one word,
wheelscience.com. That's it.
I'll pop a link as well in the show notes to this episode. And if you're listening on a podcast player through Apple iTunes or through Overcast, whatever, just all you need to do is click on the link below the podcast and it'll click straight through as well. So, yeah, fantastic. I know you guys have been running a big competition as well. You've been doing a few of them. Were you giving wheels away? If people want to find out more about that and win a set of wheels, how can they go about doing that?
Yeah, so if you want to win a set of wheels, just jump onto the website. And we have a competition. We give away a set of wheels every 3 months. We've just drawn our third prize, our third wheel draw, and they're going off to Denmark to the lucky winner there. But yeah, it's just a question of if people want to have a chat with us about and want any advice, send us an email. Even if they end up buying from someone else, that's fine. We just want to help people make an informed decision. So Yeah, that's it.
I love that. I saw that on your website as well, so I'll put all those details in the show notes. And yeah, hit Joe and Peter up if you've got any questions about wheels, if you want to find out what you should be riding. And yeah, definitely check them out. It's wheelscience.com. That is the website to get to. Guys, safe travels to my neck of the woods and the final sort of build-up to Ironman 70.3 Worlds in Nelson Mandela Bay. I hope your final prep goes according to plan.
Thanks, Brad. We'll look forward to getting you on a set of those wheels.
Yeah,
we'll sort out your issues.
can't wait. are you guys willing to stick your neck out and make a prediction for your Port Elizabeth performances?
Ooh,
no pressure. No pressure.
I'd like to be pretty high up out of the water. The trouble is, we race on separate days now because the women go on the Saturday and the men go on the Sunday. So I can't say that we'll head to head. We could one of us could win.
No.
But I think Pete will have this one.
So my big target is I want to be first out of my age group. So there's a lot of work going into achieving that. So no pressure, but I just want to be the winner. And then absolutely smash the bike, see how far up the field I can be when I get off the bike, and then have a couple of burgers and a beer on the run.
Can stop at a couple of the barbecues along the way, because there will definitely be a few out. That's for sure. Not as many as on the full, because by the time I get out, by the time I get out onto the run course in Port Elizabeth at the full Ironman, the guys are on their second barbecue for the day. So it's normally pretty good. But yeah, thanks for your time today. Much appreciated.
Thanks, Brad.
And that is it for this edition of the Kona Edge. How amazing do those wheels sound? Yeah, brilliant. I mean, what have you got to lose? Absolutely nothing. If you're in the market for wheels, make sure you check out Wheel Science, okay? If you click on this link, this link below the podcast player as well, by the way, when you're listening to this, you can go to thekonaedge.com/wheels. That's where you can get to their website from. And if you use the checkout or the coupon Kona Edge at checkout, that's one word, Kona Edge, they'll give you 10% discount. It's very generous of Peter and Joe. So go check them out. That's just go to thekonaedge.com/wheels. And use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout, and they'll throw in 10% off a set of wheels. And yeah, their wheels are extremely competitively priced, and you can check out all the stats on the website as well, as you can see, and as Peter says, all the performance at half the price. So go check them out. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels. You're going to be hearing more about them on upcoming episodes of the Kona Edge, and I'm sure you would love them as well. Hey, and what have you got to lose with the lifetime guarantee? Absolutely nothing. So go check them out. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, it's cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.